And I asked him, I said, Harry, will you come on out to San Francisco with me and sing? He says, Gene, I'll be there. When do you want me to go? Well, I says, I've got to leave on Tuesday. He says, I'll fly out. I'll make it. I'll be there. Now, most of us, we accept these songs. They just seem to happen. And very few of us are ever conscious that someone sat down and started it, instigated it, motivated it, and gave it wings, and it flies around the world. And the next piece of American music, I believe pretty near everybody in this amazing assembly has taken a whack at this song. Sometimes with ginger ale, sometimes with Coca-Cola, and once in a while with the Ambrose Brew. But I believe everybody at some time or other, and it seems he wrote it ages and ages ago, has sung this truly great popular song. And now I'd like to have our friends out here beyond these Rockies take a peek at the guy who started it all. And meet and know the composer of Sweet Adeline, Harry Armstrong.
Folks, I think it's just about time to sing Sweet Adeline. And although she's been hanging around for 40 years, old Eddie's still a great old pal of mine. Sweet Adeline.
among the most gifted of my colleagues and old friends is another brilliant and talented writer of melody. He's written some of the greatest American musical comedies, like Blossom Time, Maytime, Student Prince, Desert Song, and numerous other unforgettable light operas. He seldom makes public appearances, but at my behest, he came here to join with the rest of us and play a couple of his lovely tunes. I've asked him to play Lover Come Back to Me from the Desert Song, and one of the great songs of the past, Sweethearts from Blossom Time. I'd like to have you meet and know my good friend, Sigmund Romberg. last thing to play is Lovely One Alone from the Desert Song. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I make no apology for the sentiment of my craft that flows through we songwriters. It is true that a songwriter really never dies, because this gift that he possesses, if he has written great songs, they go into the culture of the nation and the hearts and minds of our people, and they drift along. I could not possibly put together a party, as I say, and weave together a tapestry like this of even a few of the thousands of great songs of our nation without putting a special little niche for a great fellow. I know him as a kid. I saw him start as a piano player, and he had one of the greatest talents I think I ever knew. And he was grasping to capture the rhythm of this nation and everything about it. And an unseen hand touched and stilled his heart, and all too soon he moved into the next room. I'm one of those who believe if you really love the thing you lose, you never really lose the thing you love. And at this time, with your gentle permission, I'm going to pay a little tribute to our dear friend George Gershwin. And I thought on this occasion, I'd play just two of his works. Not the Rhapsody, and hopefully might be too long. But I've culled out of this work a lovely tender tune from his last great musical work, Porgy and Bess, called Summertime. And then to show you how George did capture some of this rhythm of this country, he happened to write a tune called I Got Rhythm. And in the spirit of that, I'm going to have those two tunes played. And we're extremely fortunate and have them conducted by who, in my opinion, is one of the truly most brilliant young conductors in this great nation. He did a magnificent job today in the symphony concerts with Howard and Deems Taylor commentating, and that Negro genius Williams Grant Still and Dick Hageman and Charlie Cadman. And I'm going to ask my good friend Edwin MacArthur to conduct these two George Gershwin melodies at this time. of the most brilliant songwriters of our craft. We've written countless hits. I've asked them to do a little number in another mood here tonight. They've written some of the outstanding songs in the country. One of them, Harry Warren, the melody writer, has one of the greatest gifts I know today in American light composition, and one of the most brilliant lyric writers we have is a kid named Johnny Mercer. Possibly some of you hear him on the radio once in a while. And I won't go into reading off, trying to enumerate their countless hits. But I've asked Harry to play and Johnny to cool Jeepers Creepers. Popular melody writers of the day, who's written countless hits. I picked out of his long list one of my pet tunes. He's another one of these modest kind of guys that seldom appears in public. And I'm going to ask him to step up here and play for you. Because I can't give you anything but love, baby. I'd like to meet and know one of my good friends, Jimmy McHugh.
Thank you.
one of the finest talents, young talent, in the field of melody is a young gentleman named Carmichael, Hoagie Carmichael. I want to brag about you a little bit. This young fella has written, which we songwriters think, one of the greatest pieces of American folk music, in the modern manner. He wrote The Rocking Chair, Lazy Bones, and I've asked Hoagie to come on and play for you folks his lovely tune, Stardust, the composer, Hoagie Hoagie, a few years ago, wrote a lovely little song called Little Old Lady. And Hoagie's going to sit down to the piano and strum it and coo it all at one time.
This is strictly unrehearsed. I don't remember whether I remember the lyrics or not. I'll try it, though.
Smile on your face. You're a perfect picture in your lavender and lace. A little bit of business here, a little bit of business there. I bet that you've been window shopping all around the square. Little old lady, I'm 14. Here's a kiss, two or three. You're just like that little old lady I hold dear to me.
Introducing the next number. Listening to the joyousness of this fireworks percolating into this room, an observation came back to me that I made this afternoon in presenting the symphonic program. I was looking at this wonderful sky when I was talking, and my thoughts got roaming around, and I thought of this wonderful heavens of ours that is blessed with sunshine and rain and stars and moon. How privileged we are to be so far and to extend an overwhelming sympathy to those who curse that beautiful sky for the dropping of bombs. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce another modest, unassuming, quiet little melody writer of our nation. He's written numerous hits, and I've asked him to sing, to play. I don't mind that. I would prefer that should happen during mine than the universal language of my colleagues. I've asked the gentleman who wrote one of the outstanding melodies in recent years, a little tune called Deep Purple, to play it for you and to take a peek at him. I brought him out with me on the train the other night, and he has an extremely charming wife who is also a celebrated lady. For many years, she's been known on the airwaves as the ukulele lady. And I've asked, after Peter gets through singing, playing Deep Purple, that if May will sneak in, and I understand her ukulele's been banged all around with the atmosphere, but even then, to sit down at the piano and coo three other little songs of Peter's choruses, namely, When Your Hair's Turned to Silver, and Have You Ever Been Lonely, and Somebody Loves You. And when Peter gets through playing his Deep Purple, May is going to sit down with him and sing the refrains of those other three tunes that he wrote. Mr. Peter DeRose and May Sing You Bring.
Thank you.
anything he breathed, Mrs. DeRose. I want you folks to meet and know one of the biggest songwriters in America. Mack has written numerous great American songs. And I'm not going to enumerate them here. And I thought maybe I'd let him unscramble them himself in a medley. This bird is a well-fed songwriter. I was thinking today, I saw him walking down the island that some guy just went up and painted it on his back. Goodyear, he'd make good. Yeah. And you wouldn't believe that my good friend Mac, the way he looked, would write, "I feel like a feather in the breeze." So I'd like to have you meet and know one of the greatest songwriters in America, Mack Gordon. Of course, a big guy like him needs a little assistance, so I've asked Harry Warren, who's written a lot of hits with him, to sit down and help him out. Harry Warren at the piano.
Can you see me, or is this in the way?
hoping that you remember. Time on my hand, you in my arms, nothing but love in you. Love thy neighbor, and you will find your labor a great deal easier. Life will be breezier. I'm out of breath. If you love thy neighbor. Next key. We got it. Stay as sweet as you are. Don't let a thing ever change you. Stay as sweet as you are. Don't let a soul rearrange you. Did you?
That's a cue. That's a definite cue. I swear it's a cue. Did you? What could it mean? It means, did you ever see a dream? What? Go ahead.
Did you ever see a dream? I did. Did you ever hear a dream? Well, I did.
Make me feel good. Sing it along.
Did you ever dream? Will you be mine?
Ladies and gentlemen, I believe this is the most unusual night and day in the history of American music. It's so gratifying to learn. I appreciate if you are. My folks here. There's 20,000 people in this room. Outside on the grounds of this beautiful island, there's 30,000 people listening through loudspeakers. This afternoon at the symphonic concert, 25,000 people listened to American Melody. I'm one of those old-fashioned guys who says anything I think when it pops into my head. And I couldn't put any program together without putting the next gentleman on it. Those of you like myself, where the silver has sneaked in a little, But remember, one of the greatest melody writers America has ever developed. He wrote great songs like Bedelia and Mr. Dooley and numerous truly great American song hits. And I picked one of his vast reservoir of melody when I brought him out here on the train the other day with me to play for you folks here. One of the great American folk tunes. Gene Schwartz is going to play his Chinatown.